The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's racing on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20pm. Stuart Beasley, Will Smith and Darren Owen will be the team in the studio. We have meetings at Doncaster, Fakenham and Newbury on Friday afternoon. And we'll finish the day with two all-weather fixtures, one domestically at Wolverhampton and one over in Ireland at Dundalk. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yes, good, thank you, Mark.
Good. Good to see you again, Mick. And we've got some good racing coming up this weekend as well. We've
Absolutely.
Got Racing Post Trophy Day at Doncaster, a good card at Newbury. We've got Aintree with the old Rowan Chase. Plenty to look forward to. Again.
Absolutely, yeah. The jumping's getting into full swing now, but the flat card's still got a few porters for us, hasn't it?
It has, and we're going to look at some of the action at Doncaster on Friday. But before we do so, let's talk about a few of the news stories, and the first of which surrounds Denman. I didn't think I'd be talking about Denman on a podcast anymore, but I wish it was kind of in better circumstances. The 13-year-old, he's 13 now, isn't he? He Gold Cup hero. He had the protracted battles with Corto Star in the past, and unfortunately, he got an infection which went into the bone, and it was touch and go apparently for a while. But good news is that he's apparently on the mend.
Yes, let's keep our fingers crossed for him, because they're never out the wood until they're out the wood. Look at St. Nicholas Abbey. There. Yeah. He's reportedly had a bit of a setback after showing his great fighting qualities to overcome a similar level of infection. The trouble with horses is they've got a very low pain threshold, Mark, and their own worst enemies regarding being a patient's concerned. But they also need a great constitution to be able to overcome the pain barriers that their frame and build are not equipped for. So let's hope that he is out of the wood and makes a complete recovery and enjoying his retirement with Charlotte Alexander.
Yes, team chasing now, isn't it, for
Absolutely.
Charlotte Alexander? And I suppose it's difficult as well, because you have to keep them still, which isn't easy, is it? I mean, Denman, I think they said that Denman had to stay in like a cage for the first few days,
yeah,
which makes it more difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah, that is the worst bit of it.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, Mick, St. Nicholas Abbey as well had a bit of a setback, but hopefully all will be well with him as well. So.
Yeah, he's developed a mild laminitis in the foot of his near fore, and you know, I think he should be okay, knowing his powers of recovery, but just on top of what he had to go through before, it does weaken their immune system, and let's hope that he makes a full recovery and enjoys his time at stud.
Yeah, hopefully so. Let's talk about some horses that are still in training then, Mick. We'll start with Olympic Glory, who was an impressive winner last time we saw him. We didn't really think he'd necessarily go to the Breeders' Cup, but noises on Thursday that he's likely to go, and he'll lead Richard Hannan's bid for a first Breeders' Cup victory, which is quite phenomenal in itself, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, he's had a light season comparatively, hasn't he? And he was very impressive in the QE2. So I suppose they've got nothing to lose. The owner, who's reasonably new to the game, was keen to be represented at the Breeders' Cup, and why not? He's fit and well, low miles on the clock this year. What have they got to lose?
Yep, Declaration of War is another one that will go there. He'll have his final start in the $5 million classic.
I love Declaration of War. I think he's absolutely superb racehorse. I'd love to see him go out on a winning note, and I can't wait to see his yearlings and two-year-olds, and I think he'll make a fantastic sire. I was so impressed with him at York that day. He won that fair and square. I don't think he got the credit he deserved for winning the Judmont, and you know, they've been sort of humming and ahhing about his trip. They were even talking about putting him back sprinting, which he'd made a fist of, because that's what he is. He'll do any job, but he's a smashing horse, Declaration of War.
He is. Good horse. And we're likely to see the reappearance of Magician as well over there. So plenty to look forward to at the Breeders' Cup. That's next weekend. But let's concentrate on something a little bit closer and this weekend. And we'll just have a quick look ahead to the Racing Post Trophy as well, before we get stuck into Friday's action at Doncaster. And there'll be no Tomo in the race.
No, he's already been taken out of the betting, hasn't he? And I think it's narrowing down a little bit. Chief Barker, he's going to be quite popular. Kingston Hill, who's done absolutely nothing wrong in his starts, and my personal fancy is Pinzolo, who did me a very bad turn that day when he beat Red Galileo at Newbury, but I know they think the world of him at Charlie Appleby's, and yeah, I think he's got plenty going for him in the Racing Board Trophy. He's been very popular. Not, you don't often see Godolphin always backed like he's been backed, and I think there must be plenty of stable confidence behind him.
Yes, Charlie Appleby has been quoted as saying you don't come across horses like Pinzolo very often, so shows how confident he is.
Well, the maiden he won at Newmarket is the very same maiden that Frankel won 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, is that fatalistic or not? We shall see.
to give you the betting as well, Kingston Hill 11-4, favourite at the time of recording. Century and Pinzolo both 4-1. Chief Barker is 7s with somewhat, and then 12-1 or bigger prices. The rest should be a great race to look forward to on Saturday. We usually see a star or two come out of the Racing Post Trophy.
There's been plenty of good horses, won it, hasn't there? I mean, goodness me. You look back at the Roll of Honour. Camelot, of course, in 2011. St. Nicholas Abbey, who we were just talking about, won it in 2009. Authorised in 2006. Motivator, another Derby winner, 2004. High Chaparral, 2001. Dilshan, 2000. It's got a real Roll of Honour, hasn't it? The Racing Post Trophy.
It does, yes. And we'll look ahead to that on Saturday. But before we get there, we have the first day of the meeting at Doncaster on Friday. And we're going to look at a few races there.
The weather forecast, not too bad. After, it's fairly good as we record this piece, Mark, isn't it? So maybe, I mean, it's going to be a little bit on the easy side, I'm sure, but maybe it's not as bad as we've seen it. Some years it's been almost bottomless at this late October meeting, but I don't think it'll be too bad. I think we'll get through it okay.
Good predicted, good to soft.
Yeah, I think
ground, so
if it rides like that, I think that should be okay for everything.
Yeah, and it's nice and sunny and a bit of wind as well, so that'll help it dry out, won't it? So,
certainly will.
So that's not bad. The first race we picked out, Mick, is the 140, and this is the Racing Post Weekend and Nursery, a Class 3 nursery over a mile. And it's interesting that we've mentioned the likes of Pinzolo already on this podcast, because there's a form line tying in with one of these, and I understand you're quite sweet on one of them, Mick.
Well, there is, Mark, and the horse is called Rock and Roll Star, who is trained by Charlie Hill, so we know, like his father before him, targets Doncaster. He makes his handicap debut here off a mark of 77. Now, just forget the run the last day at Thirsk. He was a bit unsettled in the stalls, missed the break, raced wide the whole way round, and still finished third in that, and without ever really given a chance to win it. But look at that Newmarket fourth, and this is the race we referred to in the Racing Post piece. This is the maiden that Frankel won 3 years ago. It was won by Pinzolo, who was 4-1 for the Racing Post Trophy.
Yeah,
Pinzolo next time out beat Red Galileo, who himself won next time out. The second Sudden Wonder beat a horse rated 85 next time out. The third horse, Munzaj, was beaten a nose by a highly regarded Godolphin newcomer. And Rock and Roll Star was fourth, close up fourth as well, and has got in here off a mark of 77. So I'm not going to look any further than Rock and Roll Star to get the meeting off to a winning start. I mean, there's a couple of horses in there who should make him work for it. The top weight Hartnell makes his handicap debut off a mark of 88 and probably ran into one in the shape of Piping Rock last time. Who himself looks sure to be rated in the high 90s, if not higher. He's got an entry in the Group 3 Horace Hill Piping Rock. So the mark of 88 might be fair enough for Hartnell. He's okay on soft ground, so if it keeps raining, it won't matter. He's improved with each start. Shorty stays a mile, winning his maiden in Foss last month by four lengths. And he's just got to give that £11 to Rock and Roll Star. That might not be easy. Act of Charity represents Marco Botti, beat Man of Harlech in a Pontefract contest. I think the opening mark of 83 doesn't do him any favours. It's not overburdened, but it doesn't do him any favours. He's not well in, as Rock and Roll Star might be well in. And I did like the way that Mayfield Boy got the job done at York last time. It wasn't a very strong maiden by York standards, but the time was respectable, and the manner of his victory suggests that he's a tough grinder, this horse. So every yard of this trip he'll get, he won't be fazed by a battle. I think he could be the each way angle Mayfield boy, but Rock and Roll Star has just got all the arrows pointing in his direction.
Okay, Rock and Roll Star then in the opener at Doncaster. That will be your nap selection, I understand then, Mickey?
Yes, I believe so, Mark.
Okay, so that's one that we will look out for. Yeah. On Friday. The next race we're going to look at is the 310, which is the Racing Post SIS Betting Shop Manager Handicap, which is a Class 2 handicap over 6 furlongs, and 22 of them in the lineup. Competitive stuff. It's going to be 5 or 6 to 1 the field here, Mick.
Absolutely.
So, should we value in there?
And 1, 2, 3, 4, quarter of the odds for each way, betting purposes. I'll start with the horse I think may well be a group horse masquerading in a handicap, and that's the hat-trick seeking 3-year-old Lancelot Dulac. Mm. Now, I saw this horse win at at York, and the manner in which Crowley rode him suggests to me that he knew it. The result was never in doubt. He rode him with loads of confidence, even sort of two furlongs from, I think he had one behind him. Mm. And he just, I know he didn't win far, but it was just the way he rode him, was very confidently ridden. And he won over 7 at York in May, so he with just rain and the go hard, it's not going to bother him. And this is only his 7th handicap, and he's still in the 90s. And as I say, I think he's a group horse, and I think he's the one they've all got to beat. A couple of others who'll again won't make life too easy for him. Clear Spring, trained by John Spearing, is a horse who's never stopped improving all season. He was in no man's land in the Air Silver Cup, but he can run here. Forget that run. He was a pound. He can run here off a pound lower, and he has been placed off of this mark and off a pound higher. And he's done really well since they discovered he was a sprinter last summer, and won as he liked at Ripon in August, and held his form since then. Just forget the run at Ayr, and he could still be a danger to the more Clear Spring. And Gramercy, he was a disappointment in the Air Silver Cup, but bounced back from that at Ascot last time off this mark, and has won off marks in the 90s in the past. Darren Egan riding for David Simcock, but for me the one they've all got to beat is the 3-year-old Lancelot Dulac.
Okay, Lancelot Dulac then in the 310, and on to the 345 we go next. This is a Class 3 handicap for the stayers. This one, it's over the extended mile and 6 furlongs. And same again, Mick, it's going to be 5 or 6 to on the field for this.
Absolutely, 14 of them to go to post, as you say, and should be a good betting heat. I'll do them in race card order. I'm not quite so confident of the winner of this. We'll do the fancies in race card order. Kauai, trained by Phil Kirby, Michael O'Connell taking the ride. Had a good season. Didn't run badly on his first start for this yard. That was after 3 months off at Carlisle. And then he wasn't beaten far at York last time. I know it says ninth in the thing, but he was only beaten about 3 lengths in the race. And he's getting back very close to a winning mark. And I think the way Phil Kirby's horses continue to run, he's got to be on the shortlist. White Niles had a light season, was a beaten favourite last time out, has run well on both starts this time, despite the fact that he was beaten favourite last time, and he's definitely got handicaps in him off marks in the low 80s. Entihar's interesting. Luke Morris riding for Alan Swinbank. He had a break since May, and had 2 runs back since then. Better on the second run back last time at Carlisle. Probably a little bit more required here, but he is only £2 higher than his last winning mark. But the one I think I'm going to make the selection is the bottom weight, and that's Zip. Another one from the Charlie Hills yard. Andrea Azzini rides for Charlie Hills. She'd been in good form of late. She won a maiden at Windsor on a penultimate start, then finished 5th in a Phillies handicap, an all-aged Phillies handicap, and she has taken on her elders here at Newmarket. And the step up in trip, 2 furlongs, is going to be a plus as well. And I think in receipt of the £9 weight for age, she's had a light season. This is only her 5th start. I think the filly Excellent Art might represent a bit of value in the 345.
Yeah, and that form don't look too bad either. The second from that race, Astonishing, has come out of one since.
I thought it was a very strong filly's race. I know she's taking on the boys here, but that race stands up in the context of this.
Okay, good stuff then, Mick. We've got a couple of confident selections by the sounds of things, and if you just want to spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, looking forward to Doncaster now since I've had a good look at it. And I asked Ross Brawley what he thought as well when we were going through this, and I got the nod of Ross, so that was very...
very good.
Yeah. Rock and Roll Star in the 140, the nursery confident selection there, and the nap of the day for me. In the 310, I think Lancelot Delac has got the makings of a group horse, and he can continue Dean Ivory's fine run of form and land the hat-trick before he goes on to Patton Company. And in the 345, I'm taking a chance on the three-year-old filly Zip, improving again for the step-up in trip. Good run last time in a race that's working out, and that £9 weight for age might make all the difference.
Good stuff. Fantastic, Mick. Thank you very much, and enjoy it on Friday.
Will do, Mark. Thank you.
So there you go, the selections of Mick Norton then for Friday's racing at Doncaster. You'll hear all of the action on Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. Stuart Beasley, Will Smith and Darren Owen will be in the studio. We have this meeting at Doncaster. There's also good racing from Newbury and Jumps Racing from Fakenham on Friday afternoon. And two all-weather meetings to finish the day on Friday evening. We have Wolverhampton domestically and Irish Racing on the Polytrack at Dundalk. So five meetings to look forward to. You'll hear them all on Racing Radio on Friday. So do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.